trying.
Rana.
Wait a minute.
Go for it.
I knew we were a hit.
Well, yeah.
Of course I knew we were a hit.
You don't even know. People on the street, this is no lie, are even saying to me, I love Rana Glickman. And I'm like, I'll let her know.
I didn't mean me. I meant us.
They love the show. Love it.
I'm so, you know what, which I love.
Yeah.
And I knew domestically.
No, I know. We're
people
charting.
People were loving us because we of course, we live in America. You're walking down the street. Wink. Tell Rana, give Rana my love.
Absolutely. I'll be in San Francisco. I'll be in D.C. It doesn't matter where. People are saying
Colonial
to me,
Williamsburg. Yeah. El Paso.
Yep.
Has anyone in El Paso? Is your sister-in-law listening?
You know, she loves you. You got her into Omarovitza.
I know.
I don't know if
I'm
she's
sorry,
listening.
Sorry, it's an addiction.
It is. It's
we just
is.
Got Ian Levine, who's from the end of the Cape. She has a radio show out there. She tweeted at us. I just stopped buying this thing. Now I started buying Omarovitza. I'm addicted.
Well, is she promoting us on a radio show?
No, not that I'm aware of, Ian. So either start promoting and stop listening. Those are your two choices.
A lot of people ask me what you're like in person. Like they say, like, is she as dynamic off the air as she is on the air?
Oh, come on. And what do you say? She keeps it. I'm very
I
private.
Say,
in person.
First of all, she's prettier in person.
Is that true?
I say, second of all.
Well,
because that's
how
true.
Do they know what I look like on the podcast?
Well, they see pictures.
Yeah.
We post pictures.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I say, well, I say, does everyone agree you look great?
Okay.
And then I say, she's even better looking in person. And they say.
And that's a way of saying I'm not.
And they say.
I'm a bigger monster in person.
No, because they also say, is she like that off the air? And I said, she
ten
is
times
always
worse.
Like that.
10 times worse.
Right.
10 times worse.
But yes, people in America love us. But Rana, there's recently been a development.
It's nice to be loved in America, but I tell you what feels really good, Brian.
Go for it.
It feels really good to be loved in Denmark.
We are top of the charts, climbing. No joke. Denmark has found us, and they love us.
How did they do it? Who led them to us? We don't know how big the if this, what it means to chat in Denmark, but we know this. Number 30 on the charts last time I checked.
Yeah.
In Denmark.
Beating nearly every other American podcast.
And let me tell you something, at least 29 of them.
Yeah.
No, but actually that's true. A whole bunch of them are in Danish.
Yeah.
And probably a few in Swedish. Languages are very closely related.
Right.
We are so excited about this.
We can't wait.
We want you to write. If you are a Danish fan and you will listen.
We're going to do a Danish episode.
I'll extend that to Scandinavian fans.
That's fair.
But truly, you know what? We're only interested in Denmark. I apologize. You're tired of being heaped in with everybody else.
You know, they're big supporters of ours, Rana.
Yes. I apologize. Forget the Swedes and the Norwegians. We'll have to battle it out for themselves. If they want us top of their chats, we'll talk to them.
That's right.
We want letters from our Danish listeners. Next episode, mark my words, we're going to do an all Danish questions.
It's Ask Rana.
Or at least one or two, depending on how many we get.
Ask the email address is askrana.
Askrana
at
Gmail.
AppleDanish.com. Stupid. At gmail.com.
Applestrudel.
That's
at
right.
CheeseDanish.com.
At CheeseDanish.com. Please write us in. I'm dying to know what the Danish are upset about or need advice on.
And I want to know what they thought of when we talked about hygge.
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 Yeah.
Hygge.
Yeah.
We never figured out how
I wonder
to say
if that's what broke
remember.
The mold.
Maybe. It was hashtag hygge, maybe.
Yeah.
Hygge.
Maybe. Do people ever think hygge? You're Scandinavian because you're blonde?
No.
Well, they are. They're all blondes, aren't they?
I'm going to tell my colorist that you said that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is going to be over the moon.
Oh, I bet.
Over the moon.
Why?
Because that's a real compliment.
Oh,
that's
that
what
you look
everyone's always
blonde.
Going for a Scandi blonde. That's
is that
what,
true? Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, Brian, but this is an icy blonde for me that I'm doing right now.
It's
more
have
of
noticed.
A Scandi blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I'll tell you, it makes you seem a little, somehow, a little less approachable.
I love it.
Even though you've got plenty of warmth to go around.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
Well,
that I'm
well.
Less approachable. We have a gift here.
We do. I walked into a gift. I don't know who this is from or
I
where it's
I never met
from.
Two later gift givers in my life.
No kidding. But how are we getting a holiday gift now?
Mine says, to Rana, my Ronica TM present. It's from you, Song. Who's yours from?
Mine says, to Brian, taken from JetBlue Mint. You, Song. So Yusung flew in JetBlue Mint recently.
Is that
this
right?
This isn't a gift. This is a threat. This isn't
Well,
this isn't a gift.
The way
this
you,
I
have to
lording
say,
something over.
I
me.
Have to say, the fact that that is, it does I say, it do. Actually does say taken from JetBlue.
You think
right
I'm lying? It says it right here.
I 100% did.
Yeah.
Wait, if this is a box of mustache cookies, that'll be the only thing that can explain this, because we have, and we're going to open this on here, because you sung, A, you don't pay him. I paid him.
But it felt like I did.
Second of all, he has no, the way you treated him, he has no business. I want to talk to him about his self-esteem if he's buying you gifts.
Well, this is, I would like to talk about my self-esteem and how I didn't need the slight of coming in here today and having had Yusong, who, by the way, used to handle my baggage, now flying Mint, and I can't even get a fucking seat on it.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see what's in here.
All right.
Okay.
First of all, it's very nice. I think it's some tea.
Yeah, well, you know what? He went.
Did he just take a trip?
He went to China.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, he got. Oh, so gorgeous. He got us the same thing? Is that what you're telling me?
He did. So I guess we are co-bosses.
What?
Nothing. This is gorgeous. Thank you, Yusong. And
tea from China.
Yeah. And also,
it's the price of tea in China. We'll have to ask him how much it was.
I am the one who asked him. I am the one who tipped him off about True Blue. So I would say that Yusong, I'll take it in points. Next time.
This actually is what a thoughtful guest.
It's beautiful.
Yusong went to China over the holidays. I know that.
Okay.
And whenever people take those trips, they go for a month. You know, they go so far. They have so many
relatives
to see.
Yeah.
And so this, and even the bag he brought it in says made in China.
Does. We're getting an authentic experience. So Ronnie, you're going to die. Do you know that I started drinking hot tea? This is about as much gossip as I have.
I did not know that. That's you knew. Did you give up coffee?
I'm down to 1.5 cups a day.
That honestly,
yeah,
for you that is a major achievement.
So as long as I have something in my hand,
you used to move to decaf. At what time of the day would you move to decaf?
Like 3.
Yeah,
but so
that's very late.
Very late, but as long as I have something in my hand.
Is that all it is? You just need your hands?
I just need to keep my hands busy, or I could start knitting.
A cup of tea, an eggplant, knitting needles.
I'm not kidding. I think it would really settle me if I learned how to knit. Can I ask you a question?
You know what I don't want to see?
Me knitting?
You. First
Wouldn't
of all,
you love to see me at home alone
all,
with a cat
I forgot
knitting?
I'm upset with you because you forgot to, you never took a video of you doing your cozy on the plane. Getting into your cozy.
I know, but how am I supposed to take the video of myself?
Yeah, I know. Well, first of all, it's even funnier if you ask the person next to you to do it for you.
The person next to me was.
If you say whoever it is, could you just.
Cesspool.
And you didn't want them to touch your phone.
They were so. Everyone is so damn sick.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
I did notice, but you know, I have a perfect attendance vitamin I'm taking from.
Oh, Goop, where'd you get that?
That was given to me. It's a chew.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this has been bothering me for a few weeks,
no.
And I want to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Whoever the person is that sold you that item.
She told me it was a Halls.
Told you it was a Halls, and I'm upset about that because she needs to be, and Gwyneth, if you're listening, which at this point I would assume, if all of Denmark's listening, I can only assume GP's in on this as well.
Yeah.
You need to find out who's working at the detox market in where. Did you bring that from L.A.?
The Brentwood Market, yeah.
Oh, was it the Brentwood? So that's right in her backyard.
Yeah, she's right
there.
She
lives in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
But that piece of Santa Monica, that's really Brentwood.
Yeah.
She lives a minute from the Country Mart.
Sure. That's where I got it, Brentwood Country. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. The Brentwood Country Mart?
You've been.
Of course I've been. Yeah. They have a Jenny Kane.
Oh, yeah. The Selena Gomez
chicken,
is constantly. Reese Witherspoon raised
chicken.
Her kids there. Yeah.
Now, Jennifer Garner raised Jennifer children. Garner that's who really. They, I'm pretty sure they run a daycare.
They do.
And they have the farm shop.
They do.
And so in it, and I forgot to tell you about this fun new chocolate that I found when I was in California. But I know you're not eating that, but it's a beautiful gift.
If it's an 85% dark chocolate, I am eating this.
I don't know. If they go that far, you'll have to see.
Okay.
It's the Toysha people, though. The people that used to run Toysha Beverly Hills got into a bit of a scrape. Well, who knows? I don't know the whole story with the Toysha company. The story they're telling is that they wanted to modernize a bit and do a few new chocolates, and Toysha wanted to stick with their 300-year-old repertoire.
Right.
150, whatever it is.
Sure.
And so they said they got in a disagreement, but the the Beverly Hills people got to keep their corner store on the corner.
I've been to that
corner
store.
Of Brighton. Right yeah. Across
it's like 2 inches
Brighton
big.
Coffee shop. I know, but it's a jewel box.
It's very cute.
Absolute jewel box.
Yeah.
And Toy Shea had to move in across the street. So when I was in Los Angeles last, I said, let me see what's going on.
When were you there?
So I went into the store.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever I was last there.
Yeah, it, Beverly Hills so is hard not that. For people always say LA is so spread out. It really isn't that spread out.
It's so hard for me to keep track. I'm traveling so much.
Yeah.
And I'm exhausted from the podcast.
Right. Exhausted. It is a lot of, it is, I mean, you do
I
have to go
leave
from
the house I know. And come to the other house.
And you have to make sure Yardvina cleans the carriage house before
yeah.
the main
Why
house.
Do you add an A?
It's not Yardvina?
Brian, we've been over this.
How can it be Yardvina and Clark Kent?
Clark Kent.
It's Yardvina?
Brian, like we Yad went Vashem? Over this. Yes, like exact. I said to you like Yad, Yad Vashem, and then you eviscerated me when I compared it to Yad Vashem. Yes.
Yadvina?
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. Y-A-D,
it means hand in Hebrew. I don't know what it means in Ukrainian.
Wow.
I can only, it really means the hand that grabs the Jew instead.
Is she Jewish?
Just the, Yadvina?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. No, she's Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Russian Orthodox. I apologize. She's Ukrainian Orthodox, which means she celebrates. Well, it's interesting you should bring this up because Yadvina and I always get into it this time of year.
Oh, no.
Look.
I did feel some
tension. Let her do whatever she needs to do. But the Ukrainian New Year is about 14 days after the normal New Year on their calendar, whatever that is, the Gregorian calendar, whatever they're operating on.
Sure.
And so it always means, Yadvina always says to me, you know, Mrs. Glickman to remind, you know, it's or whatever she says.
Yeah.
You know, that she has to take her break. And, of course, I respect religious freedom. I respect whatever she needs to do.
And so then that's where it
but
ends.
But then she could, no, but so then it's not where it, I let her do whatever she has to do. But, of course, it's not entirely convenient for me because the holidays are over.
Yeah.
At that point, but they're not over for yet. You know, she's still
it's
going.
It's sort of like having the Christmas tree. I mean, you're not familiar with this, but it's like having the Christmas
up
tree.
Up for 2 weeks too long.
Right, which is.
When you walk into a hotel lobby on January 11th and you say to them, you've got to be kidding me.
I was at a movie theater like last week and they still had a happy 2020 sign on. And I truly felt like I was going to get a rash.
Did
it
you
made
punch
me
it?
Sick to my stomach.
Did you punch
I
it?
I couldn't reach it. It was at the top of the, it was at the top of the arc light.
Yadvina, day after New Year, after Ukrainian New Year, sorry, 2 days later, she never comes in the day after, of course, comes in stinking of vodka and pickles, because that's their tradition. Did you know that? In the way that you would take a tequila shot, and then the acid on the tequila shot would be a lime slice.
They do vodka
the Ukrainians
and pickles.
Do vodka pickles.
I've had a pickle martini before.
How was it? Too much pickle juice?
Yeah, I think they put too much in. They tried to make
I mean,
it
you put an olive oil. You could put a pickle.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Put a pickle in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
But, you know, all night vodka pickle.
You know what I'll
then
never
my house
understand?
Smells like a deli for 3 days after that.
That's true.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, you need to let that girl go at the Brentwood Country Mart because it's not a haul. She described it as a Halls. It's not a Halls. It's a Flintstone. It's a chewable.
Yeah. It's
is
a,
what it
a
is.
Starburst.
Yeah, it's a Starburst.
Vitamin.
Exactly. And I hate to say this to you, GP. It's riddled with sugar. Is too it? Much sugar.
I did have two and I flew off the handle.
Yeah. And she's, you know, supposed to be pushing a health nut situation. And sugar's not good for you when you have a cold either. So,
Ronna,
I'd like to reformulate, dear, maybe use an agave sugar instead of whatever she's using or a coconut sugar.
Before we talk to our guest, I did just want to, and we can actually talk about it. Actually, we probably should just talk about it off the air, but do you have an attorney that you could recommend to me?
Are you in a domestic dispute?
No. I just don't want to get. I don't want you to be.
That's like saying, do you have a doctor you can recommend? What sort of it? What's the specialty?
I got hurt. What?
What's the specialty?
Assault, I guess. Oh shit!
Someone's at the door.
Okay,
let's take a break.
We'll pick this up later.
Brian.
Rana.
Earwolf has a brand new podcast coming out on January 27th called Doing Great with Vicky Vox.
Do you know Vicky Vox?
I have heard of tell of Vicky.
Sure.
And her wild antics. Do you know who she is?
Vicky Vox is a renegade. She's a drag queen and she's out with a new interview show that has a twist. She uses this. Have you ever had your tarot cards read?
I have.
Oh, good results?
All everything came up, I'm living to 1,000.
Fabulous. Well, Vicky uses tarot and hot takes to answer guests' questions about their own lives, or at least that's the plan. This is a show that can starts with that and then also just kind of goes off the rails. It feels like you're out at a club.
Out in a club.
Getting your cards read. It's fun like that.
Well, my understanding is that Vicky's totally outrageous and that she's not afraid to talk about being abducted by aliens or the like.
That's right. She's into fringe conspiracies.
So this show's probably not for me because I'm always doing great.
You are, Rana.
But it might be for you.
I think it is
for
me.
And I bet it's for our listeners.
Definitely. So check out Doing Great with Vicky Vox wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting January 27th.
Look how good we are at this.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Now, wait a minute. Are we recording? Is this recording? I always have to.
Am I just being punked? Like you start recording and then I unwrap these.
That's right.
You're being punked, but you weren't going to be.
That's right.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Okay.
Can he hear himself?
Yeah.
I'm getting a text from Mr. Cleveland available for eyeglass input.
What does that mean?
Buying new eyeglasses.
He wants you to buy him new eyeglasses?
He's buying new frames.
And he wants
input?
And
he's worried about buying a pair I don't want to look at.
Wow. She's seeing... Hi, Ben Feldman.
Hi.
So Rana is seeing someone. I only know it's Mr. Cleveland. She won't give me any more details.
Oh, that's... Okay.
I'm assuming he lives in Cleveland, and I know he's fancy, and he has like a Tesla, Range Rover, something else.
Oh, wow. Good
no,
for you.
What do you mean, or?
Well, what do you, so he's both. I guess.
Not mutually exclusive.
A country car and a city car.
Well, why does somebody have to... No, well, they were in the same driveway.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what he has. He lives in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fabric guy. Okay. Not exactly.
He
you know,
upholsters.
Not
the
exactly
seats
a
guy
mental. He doesn't do the upholstering.
Oh,
himself.
I thought he did.
No.
I with some clarification, because a fabric guy is pretty vague.
Yeah.
Somebody has to make the fabric that's on the seats of every movie theater you've
sure.
ever been to.
So he's
I've always
dressed.
Every
that.
Auditorium. Yeah, he's the seamstress. Every auditorium, airplane. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's fabric.
Yeah, no,
everywhere
I think about that all the time.
Everywhere you put your behind, that's fabric.
Right. I'm on fabric. We're all on fabric.
We all are.
Some people make car windshields. Some people make fabric.
Yeah.
He's
and some people
fabric
make
guy.
A lot of money.
That's none of my concern.
Okay.
He's making a lot of money making this fabric. So he's doing, is it a lot of different.
It's got nothing to do with me how much he makes or he doesn't make. We're having a nice time together.
Oh, that's, is the distance an issue or?
Not for me.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it's the highlight of the
How often are you in Cleveland?
Never.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So he just comes to you. Is that where you got that bracelet?
This is not the Rana Glickman interview.
Fair
okay,
enough.
We are here
we're
with an
talk.
Actual television
this
star.
This guy's like an actual, you're like an actual star.
What season are we on?
We are in the middle of season 5.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're on
You're recording, you're making it, and you've made time to come to Boston.
Well, we're on hiatus right now. I've got a lot of time.
You've got two
kids. I spent
kids.
This morning just changing a crib to a toddler bed, which was a really sexy way to spend my
That's
break.
That's they do, they're like convertibles?
Yeah, so last night...
Is it a race car?
That's cool.
No. We haven't done any of that kind of tacky stuff yet, but we'll get there. Last night, at about 4, I woke up to my wife screaming, Ben, Charlie's going to fall, which is an awful way to wake up at 4 in the morning.
But then did you immediately think, going to fall?
Yeah. Going to
no,
fall.
So not an emergency?
He's not falling.
Right, no. I had
or
time.
Or he didn't fall.
I made a snack. Yeah. I went downstairs.
She, She just woke up terrified that he was going to fall.
The baby had woken her because we have two kids. So there's a baby that woke her up, and then she's killing time looking at the little monitor, and he had
trying to figure out what in the room could kill him.
Well, he had mounted the top of his crib and was straddling it.
He was going to call.
Yeah, and I'm in trouble with my wife all the time because I sleep through. I'm half deaf in one ear, and so I lay on the good ear, and then I just sleep through everything.
Yeah,
and
smart move.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I mean,
at least you're half deaf, as far as she knows.
It's no. This is I've got receipts.
Sounds like a Kaiser Soze situation.
It's very She's gonna learn at the end of the movie.
And she still let you fly to Marblehead today, just to
she
do this
did.
Podcast?
I got up. Well, that's why I built the crib, was to kind of to
make
get
up
some brownie points so I could jump on my direct to Boston. Yeah, Logan, and
you
then
should
come out
bring
here.
Her. On, well, first of all, I know you from Maryland. You're a crab guy.
I'm a crab guy.
Are you from Maryland?
That's what they used to call me in high school.
Crabs. Are you?
Well, he was always giving them or getting them as a gift.
Are you from Maryland?
I am.
What
from
part?
Maryland. The kind of snobby side. There's like a DC snobby side.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's and like everybody's
like
parents,
Chevy Chase, Rockville, that sort of
Near Rockville, okay, Potomac, Bethesda. All of your friends, they're like,
did
you
go
know,
to
their
BCC?
Name is like Coca-Cola, like Steve.
Right.
Steve Marriott.
Did you go to Bethesda Chevy Chase High School?
I did not. I went to church. I went to public school called Churchill High School, which is why my parents moved to Potomac, Maryland, as they had great.
Because they have a wonderful public school.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then my wife grew up in the middle of nowhere, Maryland. Like, where she is.
Oh, she's from Maryland also?
She is, but we didn't know each other. And she's got.
Of course
like,
you didn't. You're at least 10 years older than her.
I am not. I'm 4 years older than her.
She looks like she's 14 and a half.
It's, yes.
We'll finish this. You'll go on the Instagram and you'll say, he's married to a teenager and they have two kids.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
And that's the dream. It's the American dream.
She's gorgeous, and she's an incredibly talented designer, isn't she?
Yeah, she designed. Yeah. She's an interior designer and architect. Yeah.
Maybe she could get hooked up with Mr. Cleveland.
Like to date?
If you need,
he could be supplying
if you need some more movie theater
with
designs.
With fabrics is what Brian suggests.
She's always looking for a good fabric.
But how big are her projects?
She's doing like a little residential and office kind of stuff.
So that's
massive.
Not going to work, yeah.
Too big, yeah. No. He's got to pay for that car.
Do you want to know a fun fact about me?
What if I say no? Of course I do. Yes, and Brian, I would love to hear a fun fact
I have been
fact
on Superstore.
Indeed.
I didn't share a scene with Ben, but I've been on it. We met.
You were on Superstore?
Did we not do a scene together?
I don't think so. We did mostly with Mark.
Oh,
it was most of our stuff. And then
which
I
is great. You get to work with a legend.
You were with Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You were on Superstore?
Yeah. Did you see my? I'll send you the episode.
What were you on Superstore?
I played
a customer and a snit.
He was half a couple.
I was half a couple.
Who was the other half?
Getting married. Gay married. Do you know Parvish Chinna? Probably
again,
didn't say that right.
Again,
I'm pretty sure that's
okay, good.
Somewhere in the
what,
area.
Do you know him?
I didn't hear the. I didn't.
Well, he's a terrifically talented actor who's been in a million things.
And he and I actually did a failed show before Superstore called A to Z.
Yes,
which only did we made it to M, and
which would have been Z.
And we learned that there was a lot of people tweeting at us.
Australia,
yeah,
England, Canada. I'm not sure what they do. Is it a Z?
All right.
Of course it is.
Well, no. Hold on, Brian. I want to hear more about that.
Oh, sure, yeah. So, Rana.
No, but wasn't that some sort of a love show? Where
It was Kristen Milioti and
yes, that's
and,
right.
It was cute.
Yeah. Well, what could be cuter? You and her together. That's like,
we were
adorable. LOL dolls.
Yeah,
two LOL dolls.
Well, Rana, I'll send you the episode. I don't know how.
Please do.
I will.
We should get started on some advice.
Sure, I'll send you.
And you know what? Send me a link to your IMDb page while you're at it.
I'd be happy to.
I'd love to know some of the things you've been on.
Do you want me to tell you now?
Do you need him to send that link, or could you just maybe look it up?
You know what?
Should we take
it's so much easier when someone sends a link.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand.
It is.
That.
It's right. just easy.
It's just a, just Google my name.
It's just easy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's get into some advice. You
let's
ready,
Ben? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. You want to read the first one, Ron, or you want me to?
If you want me to, I will.
I want you to.
Okay. I'll do. When it comes to the questions, I do what you tell me to do.
Okay.
Until I don't. Hi, Ron and Brian and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings from Boston. I'm in the market for a new piece of luggage and am writing to ask for your advice. I figured you would both have great recommendations as Brian has been making weekly trips to New England of late and Rana is, of course, a world traveler with impeccable taste.
Of course.
Excuse me. That's their excuse me, not mine. Is it worth investing in a more expensive piece of luggage? My fear is that it will inevitably suffer damage at the hands of TSA and other airline luggage handlers. That's not really what TSA does, but yeah. Also, do you prefer a hard shell piece of luggage, or is fabric the way to go? Is there a brand that you swear by?
Fabric themed episode.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a bias in this answer here.
Well, he does supply to me, so maybe maybe I have a... Don't worry, he's not Samsonite. Okay. Yeah. Is there a brand you swear by, or do you have any other tips for choosing the perfect piece of luggage? Thanks for all that you do, Ken. XX Ken and Buzz. First thing I want to say, before Brian has something to say, but you've already suggested a suitcase.
I have, but I don't necessarily know. Well, first I want to know, Ben, do you travel a lot?
I do.
And
I do.
Do you have a? Do you buy like a new suitcase every couple of years, or do you have like a sturdy?
Every trip, I buy a different.
Just throw them right away. Yeah, now's the time.
What's your luggage situation?
I speaking of Tumi and fabric, yeah. I've got both in one. Is my carry on? Although recently,
yeah.
I had to go somewhere. I forget where I was going, but it was super cash, and I brought a backpack, and it changed everything for me. It was a defining point in my life.
It was just an overnight?
It was an overnight. I mean, I'll pack like a suitcase. I'll pack whatever is the first thing I find downstairs.
Yeah.
And the thing that my wife passes on. So she gets whatever is the one she wants, and then I'll just take the one that's under it.
So she gets to pick her bag.
Her real bag, yeah, because she's got her carry-on.
She's designing, and she says, this is the suitcase.
There's a lot
I'm
of
carrying.
Criteria, yeah.
And so then whatever's left on the pile,
I'll take the next one that I don't have to dig through. Exactly.
That's a good marriage.
But carry-on-wise, this backpack thing was incredible, and I don't know that I'll ever go back, because walking through an airport and being able to gesticulate or whatever you need
hands
to do with...
free.
Yeah, it's really
was
nice.
Was it a specific kind of backpack? Or was it just like a throw-it-all-in?
I don't remember the name, but it was hip and it made me look cool.
Great. Yeah. That not the
win.
Yeah.
My feeling.
I know you've good feelings on this.
Well, my feeling is this.
Because on JetBlue, they don't let you pay. You know, you can only check so many bags.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Or you're going to start paying for it.
First of all, I think the less you carry on, the better, which is the backpack solution, I think, is like dead on, because it's just annoying, especially if you have a connection to deal with all that stuff.
Sorry to interrupt, but there was a prejudice against backpackers on this. I was just in Mexico City, and the flight there and back, both ways, the flight attendants were
making
super
you put it
angry.
Under your seat.
They were going onto the intercom, and they were saying, if you have a backpack, hold it. Do not put it in, with that tone.
Wow.
Do not put it in the overhead. There are other people who need to put their bags there. Sir. Like, there's a lot of that.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Cruel.
Well, that's because it's a...
And I felt terrible because I had a backpack.
It's a soft, collapsible piece of luggage.
Sure.
That's why. And they're doing Tetris all the time, the flight attendants.
Sure. That's true.
And the other thing that drives them crazy is when you put the wheels facing forward instead of the wheels facing back.
These ones were angry, though.
So, well,
this is what I will say.
Okay.
Because
this can't
actually
be the only question we answer today.
I think it's absolutely worth investing money, if you want, in a really attractive carry-on, because you're with it all the time. I don't think it's worth money to spend money on a check-in, because no one sees that except you and your Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And like, not that he doesn't deserve to look at something beautiful, but hey, you've got
it's
your
in carry-on. His trunk. He's not
exactly.
even looking at it.
And I will also say this, in terms of like...
Or her.
Like in a, exactly.
Thank you.
Like in a way... They an away bag, for instance, the one I recommended was the aluminum one,
yes,
which like
did.
Remova's the same deal.
Yeah, I appreciate you pronouncing the German.
I was just gonna say, have I been doing this wrong?
Yeah, Remova.
I don't worry.
Wow.
I didn't just know that. I learned it from her.
That's
2 weeks
incredible.
Ago, because I've always said Remova. But what
I think
those
you
bags
say
do,
you
what
want
aluminum
at that point? I don't say Milano. I say Milan.
Okay.
So if you want to say Remova, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know what to do. All I'm saying is this. If you're going to do a check-in and it's aluminum, yes, it gets dented, but I think it adds character. It makes you look like a traveler.
Sure.
However,
I agree, but I'm not interested in the stickers.
No, I'm not either.
Not a bit.
No.
In the decals
I would
that people
say,
put. Of the That's a Remova thing.
I would say it's not worth putting money into luggage, really, unless you travel a lot, and then it probably is worth it. And then I would start with the carry-on being like your higher-end designer thing, in
yes,
which case I would
agreed.
Go away or to me or Remova. That's me.
Okay.
What about you, Rana?
Look, I have only terrific luggage. I mean, I'm not a person who's going to tie a purple ribbon around my cloth bag, so I know it's mine, okay? I mean, if other people want to do that, that's fine.
It's a great tip.
I care about what I look like when I walk into the lobby of a beautiful hotel. I don't want anyone mistaking me for someone who doesn't belong in that
All
place?
This time we've been talking about the trip, and you've been talking about the destination.
I make my arrival.
I hadn't thought of that.
It's not the journey, it's the destination.
It's the right. arrival. Yeah. No question. I make my arrival. I want to look how I want. It's the same with my carry-on. What I do is I have a Rimowa aluminum carry-on that is not, I have a black one that's the European standard size, and I have a silver one for domestic, the aluminum, the original.
Yeah, that's great.
And what I like about that, because I like to be hands-free in an airport, is that if I need, as I've told you before, in that case, I have whatever I might really need, but mostly I have all of my valuables because I don't want to check my valuables. So
sure.
My jewelry is in there.
Your pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
change of clothes in case the bag gets lost?
No, I don't do that. That's a good idea, though. It's a very good idea. But you can't. The thing with me is I check everything because I don't ever want to be limited on my toiletries. I want to bring whatever I want to bring for toiletries. So I have to check a bag. I love checking a bag. Other people love not checking a bag.
Are you bringing multiples of different things? You have a whole bunch of moisturizers, a whole bunch of shampoo. Do you bring shampoos to a hotel?
Great question. Do you
100% yes.
Okay.
But they have it at every hotel.
No.
That's the one thing you can count on.
They have shampoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like they have
but you're not,
water
but Rana,
in every city that you go to, but I'm not going to drink it.
The kind of hotels that you're going to, I would imagine, are only top of
but
the
really
line, top
those
shelf
shampoos are just body washes that they put in a different bottle.
I see.
My hair means too much to me to use what I'm spending all year on my hair. Then I'm going to go destroy it
right.
at some hotel
no,
overnight with one wash.
Yeah.
But I will put the shampoo. I don't bring a giant bottle. I put in a small bottle.
Like a DIY kind of a situation?
Yeah, I
wow.
do. That I do with shampoo and conditioner because they're too bulky.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
In any event, I then put whatever bag on top of the rolling suitcase, and that way I don't have to carry it.
Right.
But I did get a Moncler backpack last year when I was doing a ski trip, and I'll probably bring that to Aspen when we go.
Great.
And that's really fun.
Are they the ones who make the pens?
No, that's Mont Blanc.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Get yourself, if you can afford a nice piece of luggage, get it. But I would never check. Don't bother splurging on a Louis Vuitton or a Goyard that you're going to check. That's the kind of bag that you have to bring with you because when you check it, it will get banged up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it also might invite people to if there's going
to
be someone who's going to go through, they're going
to
go through.
And an aluminum suitcase is really, in my opinion, too big to check because the aluminum itself is so heavy.
My father-in-law
just told me. And I'm always pushing it right to the edge of the weight.
To never check a smaller suitcase because those are the ones that if they're going to go through one, they're going to go through that one. Or if they're going to take it. They're going to take that one. For some, I forget what the logic was, but there's some kind of logic
that
those disappear. Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't have a statistic to support it.
No.
Just this anecdotal evidence.
Just like she woke up in the middle of the night and said, our son's going to die.
She didn't say that verbatim.
But it was...
the tone, it was implied.
Hi, Rana and Brian.
She just wanted to scare the shit out of you.
It's horrifying.
Because
it was Rana!
Sleep, because
angry
you sleep
that
through
I sleep
everything.
Through... Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Rana and Brian and... guest, Ben. Mm-hmm. They spelled my name correctly, which I'm thrilled about.
You spell it with a capital Y.
Yeah.
They spelled it BIYAN.
That's right. That's what
aggressive.
People need to understand.
Aggressive.
It's like Nicole.
RuPaul.
No, or it's like,
RuPaul.
Yes. My name is Burr.
McDonald's.
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for all you do. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Next year will be my 10-year college reunion, and I'm so excited to attend. My issue surrounds my former college best friend. She's extremely magnetic and makes friends everywhere she goes.
Magnetic.
She's beautiful, glamorous, funny, and so smart.
Charlize Theron?
She and I were inseparable in college and were really something of a duo. I have so many fond memories of our college years.
Oh, no.
We lived together throughout school, hosted parties, such as a fabulous and terrifying dinner in the dark. And made
guess whose side I'm on.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the rest of this question, but I'm on the old roommate's side.
And made art that was really quite insane, but resulted in some notoriety at our small liberal arts college. However, after graduation,
causing a splash at Smith, these two. Yeah.
And indeed, as I matured throughout my 20s,
Oberlin.
I began to recognize that the relationship was a toxic and codependent one, and that my fun, attractive friend could also be cruel, vain, and jealous. I also experienced a loss in my late 20s.
What was the The friend was cruel and jealous? Cruel.
She began, she realized
or the one
twice.
Writing the letter
no,
was
the
jealous?
No, the friend. The friend started noticing that her friend was...
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
I had also experienced a loss in my late 20s that really put things into perspective to me. I decided I no longer wanted to waste my time on relationships that do not serve me.
Yeah.
I worked to distance myself from the relationship and am so much happier for it. We live across the country from each other, so this distance is easy to maintain. However, I'm sure we're both attending this 10-year college reunion that's coming this spring.
Mm.
We have many mutual friends I have not kept in touch with as much as I'm sure my former BFF has. She lives in the same region as them, and I know through the grapevine that they have seen each other in years since she and I quote-unquote broke up. I imagine they've heard her perspective on the dissolution of our friendship. Or perhaps they haven't heard anything and think we are still the best of friends. Either way, I anticipate it as a conversation I'll be having with many of them. I want to take the high road while revealing to former classmates that we are no longer friends. But
I want to take the high road while making sure to get my PR story out as quickly as possible.
And I'm sorry, Rana and Brian and Ben. I really want to get in a little dig while I'm at it.
Oh,
she
but
really,
that's the high road.
She really,
I want to take the high road while at the same time doing exactly the opposite.
She really hurt me in our friendship. And while I've worked hard to try to let it go, I'm plagued by a need to best her still. I was definitely her sidekick in college. I'm on a show that I'm my own amazing person now, and she isn't all that.
Yeah.
Without saying that, of course. What is the most classy way to do this?
Wow, that really took a turn.
Is it even possible? Am I just as bad as she is? Thank you for your help. Love you both. Signed, bad friend.
Love you both for now.
Well,
truly.
First on your list, lose the 10 pounds, get your hair highlighted, and buy yourself a very expensive outfit that's casually fabulous.
But not a gown. Yeah.
No, something that looks like, oh, I've got four more of these. I was so tired I threw this on to come here. You don't want to look too good.
No.
You want to look... just, you don't want to look perfect. You just want to look very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Talbots or something.
That's
if you think I have time for this.
Feels like that's on one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, Brian. Okay. Come on. You know what I'm saying, though.
No, I do. Like
you want to look casually fabulous.
Yeah. Don't wear a wedding dress.
Yeah. No.
I'm saying don't wear a wedding dress.
Don't wear it. And don't wear it on shoes that are not broken in. You don't want to get a blister on this.
That's
night.
True. And there's not... Yeah. Okay.
Are people going to college? I went to a small liberal arts school.
I can't imagine going
to a 10-year reunion.
I never went to a college reunion.
Everyone does high school, but yeah. I don't know anybody that went to a college reunion.
No, that's a good. Well, unless you go to Harvard or Yale or something like that, and then it's all
and
reunions
then it's a status.
All the time.
Yeah.
What's your gut telling you on this one, dear?
Should she say something? And if she should.
Is that the question?
No, she should.
Is
she,
that the question?
What is the question here?
We're allowed to address anything that we want.
I think the answer is get over it.
How do you? She wants to know.
That was mean.
How do I? Not really. I want to know. She wants to know. How do I come out on top?
I mean, the first half of her thing where she said, I want to take the high road seemed to make sense.
Well, people say that.
But then it spiraled after that. And I feel like
she
doesn't need to get the dig in. She doesn't need to communicate.
But she does need
she
to.
She needs
get,
to, but
this
she
is
shouldn't,
the
I think.
This is
the,
how she
feels. She should not do that.
Yeah.
My advice comes from Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. And what the lesson I learned there is they
again,
all my advice stems from that. They go in.
This and Pretty Woman walk into the store.
That's right.
And tell them, you don't know how big my credit card is.
Yeah.
You made the wrong choice.
But I'm telling you, in this case, in Romy and Michelle, the two of them plan to go to their high school reunion and tell everyone they invented Post-its and their enormous successes.
Okay.
Everyone,
I did not know that. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell people that this is a move. Was this move? This was before like Google.
Mira
or
Sorvino, Lisa
yes,
Kudrow,
probably.
And yes, before Google. And it's and
it
I've
was
never
right
seen
after
it.
Mira Sorvino won that Oscar, so it was like the 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
So the
great follow-up film.
The two of them. That's right. I love that movie. I'm being honest.
But really, no, choices are important.
You're right.
Yeah.
And after that, she made Mimic, and after that, she made Nothing.
Yeah. Children made babies.
That's true. But also, I think she was sort of blackballed by Weinstein. It was like a whole terrible situation.
Me too.
Oh.
No, I meant I was also blackballed by Weinstein.
Oh, right. Were you a starlet?
Yeah, that explains why Meryl Streep is her and I'm me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. What I was going to say is they come in hot and they're like, we're these huge successes.
Sure.
They smell the lie on them and they smell the falseness about it. And ultimately, what wins everyone over is that they are just their geeky, nerdy selves.
That's reunions are designed. Everybody goes to a reunion
with something to prove.
With something to prove, and also looking for what everybody else is sad about in their lives.
Yeah,
I mean that's all it is, and you're everyone can smell it. If you've got some sort of an axe to grind, it's the first thing that people are going to talk about you on their their drive home. Oh my God. Did you see? She's still upset about her old friend.
Like, yeah.
That's what it will read as.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's where we, that is the road we are on right now. Because
yeah.
the first thing she's going to say, you know, I hope you don't want to ask me about Christina.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about Christina.
Yeah.
You know, you probably heard we broke up, you know. Oh, no. Because
and then she looks like the one who yeah. can't stop thinking about it for years.
Because she can't.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you.
Because yeah, yeah. even yeah. if you get what you want and you do say something bad, or even if no one asks you, either thing is going to feel terrible to you. You've just got to let this, I think, this
Here's
slide.
The other thing.
Otherwise, yeah.
If this, look. People are friends at certain times in their lives, and then sometimes that you move out of that stage. And look, I don't know if these two, it doesn't sound like they've seen each other in a long time. Maybe she's a totally different person now. Maybe she's the same person, but maybe she isn't. Maybe she's going to come up to you and say, I mean, she was a 19 to 20-year-old college kid, you know, in some sort of an artsy liberal, who knows what they're drinking, they're doing drugs, they're running around, they're finding themselves. It's college. So everybody, you're not the same person in college necessarily that you are now.
Right.
There are people that are. There are people that you will run into when they're 60 years old and you'll say, he's exactly the same guy he was when he was 18. And then there's people that really develop and become new people. So on the one hand, she deserves the benefit of the doubt in that sense. But it seems to me that this is something that you really have not worked through or gotten over. And that is the problem. And Brian and Ben are 100% right. You are going to walk in there smelling like the person that can't let it go. And you have to find a way to make peace with it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't, honestly, short of what happened in Carrie having happened to you, there is no revenge to get, honestly. Like, unless this woman dropped a bucket of pig's blood on you at a homecoming carnival or something.
Right.
There's no way to win here. The best way to win is to be completely self-assured, completely confident, to find a way to have made peace with this and to move on with your life, because you can't rewrite history. And as I said, to look fabulous, but in a very nonchalant kind of a way.
I would also say I think this would probably hurt. If you did see her and you cross paths or you say hi to her or whatever, just give her a hug and say, like, you look so different. Just say that. And then keep saying that. Like, when she's like, it's so good to see you, just be like, thank you. You look so different.
I can't get over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could say it nicely. That would probably feel good.
It's not... No one is at their best in these situations.
No. Reunions in general. I don't
Unfinished
know. You
business.
Only go to reunions for the wrong reasons,
yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Why
anybody
go? That's another question.
I went to my high school 20th, and it yeah. was... and there was no possible outcome. There was either... I went in thinking... You know, I'm the actor now, so...
I went in thinking I'm the star of Superstore.
What's funny is, no, yeah. I actually went in yeah. thinking that's going to backfire.
I'm the star of Mad Men.
And I was yeah. already angry yeah. at everybody there for being like... You
know, I know
like,
what you mean, though.
The guy that are like, oh, Mr. Hollywood. Oh, so yeah. is this room too small for you?
I
don't know why
the
they all talk
that
like that.
I yeah. crabs.
Yeah, exactly. It's just crabs.
I'm a crab lover.
Guys, it's me, crabs. I haven't changed.
But you went in. But so that's interesting,
but then they
though. You
didn't.
Went in with your own anxiety.
Everyone
I walk
does.
Into every room, anxious and assuming that everybody hates me for one reason or the other.
Yeah.
And so I just
too
assumed.
Too good looking. Too successful.
Always, yes, just something yeah. incredible about yeah. myself. There's just too many good things to not hate.
No, but this is actually a very important point, because in this scenario, you're the magnetic friend. And not, I'm not saying
yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
saying
yeah.
you're a schmuck, but I'm saying you're the person that everyone's waiting to see at the party.
Or so I thought.
Yeah.
Turned out one of my classmates was the head of Fendi. And
oh.
so suddenly, yeah, suddenly.
Do we still have their number?
They're
doing very well.
It's so funny when I talk yeah. to her. She's like, you're traveling? Oh, my God, you have to go to the Almond there. It's an incredible, like, we have very different travel
right.
experiences.
Well, that's only because there's no children allowed at the Amman.
What a
yeah.
dream.
Yeah, she's an Amman
Is it
junkie.
Amman?
Amman.
I only know happening. The one in, I've only heard of it once.
The Amman.
That
she's
one in
an
Tokyo.
Amman junkie. Those are people that only stay at a man hotels.
Well, so there you say that. So if she asks, how's your life been? Be I'm like, I'm an Aman junkie. I'm staying at all the Aman properties. Say that. And my last ditch. Oh, please go ahead.
But I am just curious about the anxiety on the other side. The idea that everyone comes in, you come in and you're thinking to yourself, these people have decided who I am. And that's what I'm nervous about. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to give me a hard time about the fact that, look, let's be honest. I've worked very hard and I've had a lot of success at what I'm doing. And I shouldn't have to feel badly about that.
Yeah.
Which sounds like one of those crazy pep talks you have with your shrink before you go to go to. Yeah. And then the other person and then the rest of the world says, we don't feel too bad for you. You're doing fine. But everyone has their own anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so whoever this cuckoo bird, by the way, this girl's probably bipolar, this other girl. I mean, you know, boy. She's some, no, I just mean.
The vain, glamorous one?
Yes, yeah. She's some sort of a kook that everyone.
Hot and cold.
Everyone has a friend that was, the way that she describes it, the other thing that maybe bad friend needs to look into is the fact that she was madly in love with this girl and whatever that breakup was. Even if it was in a single white female platonic-y sort of a way, part of the problem is that her identity was fused up into the idea that she was never going to exactly be what this other girl was.
She right. mentioned she was beautiful in the email, right?
Magnetic, beautiful, you know, could talk you into anything sort of person. Mm-hmm. And obviously bad friend wishes she had some of those qualities. But often what comes with those qualities is a little bit of mental illness at that age. And so, I don't know, she could show up looking like Sally Struthers for all you know, though I'm sure she's on Instagram.
She could be.
Everyone is coming in with their own anxiety, mm-hmm. no matter how successful or not successful. Nobody wants to go into a room full of people they haven't seen in 10 years.
No, to prove themselves.
Yeah. You don't have to prove yourself. It's one night. It's a couple of hours. Look great. Show up. Be nice to the people who maybe you weren't nice enough to. When you were in college, mm-hmm. or the people that were a little lower on the social strata than
and
you.
And leave early.
Leave them with a good memory and leave early.
And leave, leave early.
Yeah, that's important.
Absolutely.
Leave everybody
agree.
With a good impression if you can.
I have one last ditch.
There's no
idea.
Scores to settle here, yeah.
Go right up to her. First of all, find out where there's a cliff. Go right up to her and say, you, me, chicken.
Uh-huh, sure.
Don't tell her there's a cliff there.
This is right. only if you don't both have your Mustangs roaring outside.
Right. Well, they get, you have to get those fight. Set up yeah. first.
And
you
this has to be a first. Cliffy town.
Has to be a cliffy town. You better be, you know, in Monterey or something.
Sure, yeah.
At whatever Laura Dern's house in Big Little Lies
yeah,
is.
Exactly. Just crashing waves and yeah. rocks.
Yes.
Palos Verdes.
You, me, chicken. You go outside, you find the handsomest man you can with right. a checker flag.
Yeah.
And you say, they're just standing
go.
Outside.
And you
there's
play
a bunch
Cool
of
Rider.
Flags.
You
exactly.
play Cool Rider sure. in the background.
And you pump those brakes about yeah. 10 seconds before her and watch her fly.
Boom. Boom.
All right. You want to read the next one?
Okay. Hi, Rana and Brian. I'm big into massages, especially when... You know what, Brian?
I wanted to get some lighter ones, too.
You just wanted to hear me say that? Oh, especially when traveling, when my body gets all in knots from sitting. All these... You know what? Figure out how to go on a plane. How can people... Why do they need our advice on how to go on
it's
a plane?
All travel
okay.
today.
You're right. I really like getting people who massage with conviction and confidence. Firm, please.
Wow.
My latest
this
experience.
This feels like a Yelp review.
Conviction and confidence.
I do understand that, I will say. My latest experience was with a very adorable young masseuse that was way too gentle. Even after, you know, Brian, I feel like you wrote this. Even after asking to go more firm. What do you recommend saying up front to make sure you're getting someone who can really work wonders? Especially... since language is often an issue. Thank you. I'm a big fan of the show, living nearish by in Providence, Bob Kraft. Just kidding. It's from someone named Emily. Well, this actually is very easy. I mean, despite the nefariousness of this letter and what sort of places Emily may or may
language,
not be.
Where language is an issue. Yeah.
May be frequenting. I personally, you know, I like a rub down. It's very important to me.
I don't love that word, but I do know that you like
it's
a rub down.
It's just, it implies different things,
it
I think,
does.
Than you want it to.
It
not
does.
For me.
Okay.
Okay? And you know I get a rub down. As soon as I get to wherever I'm going, in order to get the jet lag to move right out of my body, I have a rub down booked wherever I get to.
Wow.
So that's tip number one that you didn't ask for. Number two, You have to say, they always say to you up front, or even if they don't, if there's a language barrier, you just look the person right in the eye and you say, or if you have to, you signal with your hands on your body, shoulders, neck, back, whatever it is. And usually, you know how much time you have, obviously, 25 minutes, 50 minutes, 90 minutes minimum for me, because what's the point?
Minimum.
I'll do
minimum.
An 80.
What's your maximum? Where do you max out at?
I'll do an 80 okay. if that's how they're doing their increments.
Sure.
But I think the ideal is an hour 45. Huh. 2 hours is too much time of my day.
In that case, I will absolutely need a confident masseuse with convictions. I know. And for an hour 45, that's
but
a long
I know
time.
I don't want a hard massage for that long. Yeah. That's you walk out bruised.
Then you can also say that. I would appreciate it. I would like it if you would. Sometimes I'll say, you can work, if you could work slowly and then see, I trust you to see where my body wants you to go.
Right. And if it's 2 hours, maybe build to a crescendo towards the end of the 2 hour massage that you're getting.
If that doesn't work, you just have to say, you just have to communicate. You're both stuck there. There's no worse feeling, maybe there's a few, but there's no worse feeling than feeling trapped on a massage table and not getting what you want.
No, you're right. That's the worst.
So you've got to communicate.
No worse
there might be
that.
One or two worse feelings. But it's up there. And you have to communicate what you want. But the best thing to do is communicate at the top of the session if you can. You could also say, I want you to spend 20 minutes on my back and 10 minutes on my calves and 2 minutes on my feet for reflexology mm-hmm. or whatever.
Also, just can't you just ask for, I always just ask for deep tissue. And isn't that automatically yeah. harder?
But it never. Nothing.
And they usually ask a couple minutes in, is this okay?
Yeah. And yeah. But you have to take the responsibility on yourself to yeah. say yes and no, instead of just saying, yep, great, perfect, everything.
You're offered,
love it.
You're offered many opportunities. And, yeah. and if not, you're two people in a silent room. You can speak up. It's, yeah. I feel like that's an easy
You've
question.
You've got to have more agency in your own life.
Yes. Okay. Look inward.
Hello, Rana. You're right. You're
this
right.
About
look
them.
Inward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not about the language barrier.
Say what you know what?
It's a communication barrier.
Say what you want to say and let the words fall out.
And that you know yeah. what? It's an easy place
where,
to start when you're paying for service.
What does that mean? I like that. Where does that come from?
That was a popular song.
Let the words fall out.
Honestly, wasn't that Sarah Bareilles?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I want to see you be brave, right?
Oh, yeah, that song Brave, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're not a musical theater person. You're just a theater person. She's in Waitress.
She was.
She wrote it.
She wrote Waitress,
but she's not
and
in
then
it right
she
now.
Insisted on being in it.
Insisted, like yeah. Sting did.
Yeah. What is this
Sting
show?
Was in Waitress?
No, Sting was in his show.
The Last Ship. What yeah. Do you know anything about this show?
No, which leads me to believe it's not
It's
great.
Nothing. You think it's nothing.
I mean, I don't know. I literally know nothing about that
It's not Sting on Broadway.
You know what's funny is I don't think he did it on Broadway. I think when it toured, he did it, which makes me think.
Oh, even worse.
They needed him to do it.
Well, he said, I'll take it from here. And that poor actor that
enough.
Put 2 years into a performance yeah. then didn't get to tour it.
Do you want to hear a joke? At Sting's age, hold on. At Sting's age, it should be called The Last Shit.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that is a joke.
Also, you want to hear something sad?
What age is Sting? age is Sting?
I want to say he's in his 70s.
No.
You don't think?
No.
I think he looks great.
I bet he's 63. Chelsea? Oh, he looks even better.
He does look
How
great.
Old's Trudy? Styla. That's his wife.
You can usually tell how old someone is.
By their wife.
Sure.
66. Okay.
Hi, Rana and Brian, and potential guest.
Potential.
You're not even potential.
You're
here.
You're right here.
Yeah. I'm a tremendous fan, and I've listened to every episode of anything you've ever done. And Rana saw you with Aaron in Philly. I'm writing to you today because of a sensitive subject within my family currently. Mm. My husband's cousin has two adorable children. Names changed. Bryson is almost 6 years old, and Lucy is 13 months. I've suspected Bryson of having an autism spectrum disorder since he was a toddler.
Okay.
My husband's cousin even shared her concerns with me when he was younger, and I told her I agreed that he did show signs of autism and should be evaluated by a doctor. She never followed up on this, and Bryson continues to display obvious signs. He's intelligent and high-functioning, so everyone finds it easy to overlook his signs and symptoms, including obsessions with a narrow array of topics, limited eye contact, poor social skills, and others. I have a younger brother with autism, work full-time as a pediatric doctor of physical therapy in a program exclusively with children with autism, and had an older brother who passed away who had high-functioning autism, formerly called Asperger's. I feel I am more than qualified to share my concerns with my husband's cousin, especially considering she previously asked for advice. My husband feels strongly that we should not get involved and hope that a teacher notices something eventually. I'm a big believer in getting services as young as possible, and Bryson's already missed several years of potential therapies that could help him. It should also be noted that my husband's cousin is not the most intelligent and got this child no prenatal care because she went to the hospital with suspected kidney stones and was 9 months pregnant in active labor. I swear on everything sacred ever, it's unbelievable. I didn't know her at this time, but everyone was perplexed how she kept gaining so much weight. Her other daughter is significantly delayed with gross motor skills, and she did finally take my advice to get her evaluated, and she now receives physical therapy services.
That's Lucy.
Correct. Okay. I suppose. I am tactful with these topics and feel I could address it carefully and appropriately. I'm just so angry that no one can see, but it's so obvious to me and would like Bryson to get the help he needs. Do I listen to my husband and butt out, or listen to my gut and use my expertise to help Bryson? Thank you for considering my question, and sorry this email is so long. Kiss, kiss, Alex.
It's the husband's family,
yeah,
not hers.
Right. And he does not want her involved.
He does not want her involved. He sees, he's got to be smart. She sounds, if anything, at least relatively intelligent. So he must be somewhere in the world of
relevant. My gut
is, my gut is to trust. He knows more about this than we do. And he's saying, don't do that. You know, or, you know, maybe she could send an anonymous letter.
I know. I wonder if she could get a doctor friend to be like, to just be at the park when they're at the park. And be like,
just a doctor just sitting there on the bench in his lab coat.
Ben, and no one has told you this, but
this is a serious
Brian
idea.
Lives in a world of disguises, setups, talking animals.
So far, I've heard. I mean, there was a cliff. Off the cliff.
Brian lives in a cartoon Adventureland. So all of these things are possible.
I actually meant it.
Find a doctor who's willing to sit by themselves.
Get a trench coat.
Yeah, right.
Then get a potted plant.
You're right. Not at a park. Maybe at
the location was the issue there. Okay.
And get the doctor.
Be called at the pack.
Right.
Get the doctor to sit next to them somewhere.
And say, and tap them
so
on
I
the shoulder.
Couldn't help but notice.
Couldn't help but notice your son's autistic, and then give them your business card.
I've been listening in for the past minute and a half.
Is it the worst idea?
No.
There are worse.
Just like my massage was not the worst thing that ever happened to someone.
Or?
So wait a second. Bryson is almost 6 years old. Lucy's 13 months. She took her advice on whose small motor, poor gross motor skills. Where was that?
On the that was
her
at the end.
Her other daughter is significantly delayed with gross motor skills.
Correct.
So these are her other daughter.
Which I think is Lucy.
Got to be Lucy.
I assume.
Bryson is a gender neutral name. Is that, that's a girl?
I guess.
Anyway. Do you care about your marriage or do you care about this kid's future?
That's the thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's not a great question. But your husband told you to butt out. He doesn't want you involved. I don't think you have to take your husband's advice all the time. That's obvious. I don't think you have to take your husband's advice maybe but once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Just to make him feel like you heard anything he said.
Mm-hmm. Just as a formality.
Yeah. So he doesn't think he's just an ATM.
Rana, we live in a new
world.
That's a
very, yeah, that's an antiquated way to talk about.
Well, I'm only speaking about my own marriage.
Okay.
And I actually don't think it's a wife's job. Look, you know when you have a husband that gives good advice. There are men that are very engaged, who are socially adept and involved, and are really, it's not truly, I mean, I'm oversimplifying here, but that's not such a male skill usually. My guess is, Ben, you're very involved. If there's a story someone's telling, people, you're listening. You want to know what this one's doing and that one's. Maybe it's because you're a storyteller.
Sometimes.
Or whatever, but
usually I'm checked out.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if your kid's climbing over.
I was on my way over here. I was like, this is an advice show. And I was paranoid that I was just going to kind of zone out while you guys were reading the questions.
Which
just
is
sort
fine.
Of let you guys take of it. Course. Autopilot over here.
We're happy to have you here. We're happy you brought crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want you here to be cool.
Something about her insistence. First of all, it's a very remote. It's a cousin's kid.
It's hard, though, because this is also what she,
what
does,
she does
for a living.
Yeah.
And so she is saying, I'm an expert. I can see what you can't see.
Yeah.
But she's also in everybody's business because she told the other, she got in there on
see,
the other
kid. See, that's
the
thing we can't know. Is
I'm worried
like the that?
Husband that something happened with the small with the gross motor skills conversation where everyone appreciated the advice. She took the advice, but maybe it put a little wedge on the relationship between them and the rest of the family.
Yeah.
And that the husband has a little more information than he's sharing, which is, everyone thinks you're a know-it-all and wants you to butt out.
Which, in that case, if she does butt in and says something, no one's going to listen to her, take her seriously anyway.
It's really tough because, yeah, you can obviously, just from seeing that in action and just seeing nothing being done about it by this idiot. Mm-hmm. She sounds like a complete idiot, this
other
mother.
Well, I don't fault her for the 9-month pregnancy thing. Obviously, it wasn't her husband's child, and she just didn't know what to do for all those months.
All right, well then.
So then she finally, look, she knew she was pregnant. She didn't, she knew exactly what was going on, and then decided to finally act like it was a big surprise after she spent 10 months trying to decide, how do I let him know this baby belongs to a coworker?
Would it be considered bullying?
Does she have an autistic coworker?
Would it be considered bullying if she started sending...
That's the father of this child, yeah.
Would it be considered bullying if she started sending her literature on a child with autism?
Yes. I mean, I would be received as bullying, yes. Yeah.
Hmm. It would be wildly
The only way they're going to listen to her point of view, I think, is if it comes from the husband, their relative,
yeah.
not the spouse.
He's never going to say a word.
We don't know that. Maybe.
I think you should. That is a good idea, though. I think you should get the husband to say something.
He's not
interested. The only way it'll work.
He has told her every which way but loose. He does not want to say anything.
Well, there is another solution, and no one's going to like it.
does it involve bleach?
No.
Okay.
This is one of my old standards.
Yeah.
This is one of my Cole Porters.
Okay.
You got this from Romy and Michelle's.
I did.
Okay.
No, I actually got this.
In my best friend's wedding.
I got this for Midsummer.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. And here's.
Oh. All right. Oh, boy. It involves.
Can you tell us in verse, in meter?
In iambic.
Did you see the first 10 minutes of Midsummer?
Oh, Midsummer the movie.
Oh, Midsummer the movie. Okay.
Oh, no, not Midsummer.
Ben,
you guys are too.
Were,
you're
yeah.
too,
we were
way too cultured
and
for
yeah.
me.
2019. Yeah.
Okay, forget Midsummer. You didn't see it?
No.
And you didn't see it?
No.
Okay, forget it. We'll use a new reference. Did you see The Deer Hunter?
Of course.
Yes.
I want you to take a pistol.
Oh, boy.
I want you to sit down, and I want you to tell your husband. I want you to point the gun at yourself.
Right. That's
and
important.
I want you to tell your husband, let's play a little game of Russian roulette.
Oh, boy.
Can I tell my... And point the gun at your temple and say, can I tell your cousin? And if he says no, you
cock
fire.
It. No, you cock it first. You give him a chance.
You fire.
Yeah.
And if he's smart, he won't do that a second
is
time.
Is it a candy gun?
And you don't even have to load the gun, because really, by the second... And
you
know what?
You don't have
this
to load
the
gun.
Don't load the gun, because this is actually a test of your marriage. If your husband lets you get all through all of those rounds, pack up and leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
you're
really smart advice.
Of your
you,
mind.
You don't think you'd get your way if you did that?
Who cares about your way? You get your way for that. You get your way for that moment.
That's true. And then he.
And now he's living with a psychopath.
A complete
who
psychopath.
Who doesn't trust him? Who he thinks
who has
could
a
shoot
gun.
Me at any moment?
You're right.
She had a
he
gun.
Didn't know she had a gun. That's true.
Here's your option. You have to if you want to do this. The risk is that the relationship will be damaged irreparably forever. It'll either work out or it won't work out. Honestly, it's a very distant cousin. Maybe you can, maybe you don't care. If you really want to say something to this woman, you invite her to lunch and you say, this is incredibly awkward, but as a person in my profession, I feel that I can't stay quiet any longer. And you just know going into this lunch, there is a risk that you will create a rift within this family forever. And if it's worth it to you, that's fine. But you go into lunch and you just say, I can't keep quiet any longer. I'm noticing some patterns in Bryson's or Lucy's behavior, whoever it is, Bryson, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I could be completely off base about this. It could be something else. It could be nothing. He could be six, and this is something he's going to grow out of. But I would feel remiss if I didn't at least point this out to you. And I think it would be worth your time to go see a specialist and just give yourself peace of mind about it. Ha, ha, ha. Give me peace of mind about it. But what would be awful is if he is delayed in some way or whatever the proper terminology
struggling.
Is. Yeah, struggling. And he's 11. He's obviously such a bright, intelligent, wonderful, amazing kid. What I would not want is for him to have a harder time later in life. And I would feel awful if I didn't say something now and there was something that could give him the tools to have an easier time in this world.
It is crazy to me, now that I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is wonderful advice, of course.
Well, and just so I can be clear, what you're essentially saying is the only way to avoid betraying what her husband wants is if there's lunch involved.
Oh, you can betray your husband all day.
Oh, okay.
Long.
I thought you
matter.
Were saying, listen to your husband,
no,
don't say anything, take her to lunch and say something.
She doesn't want to listen to him.
Okay.
She's
right.
Done listening right. to him.
And the
she's
irrelevant.
This is killing her that she can't tell this woman this.
I'm completely in the
and
dark
about
it.
You can say to your husband, look, I know you're going to be pissed at me, but, well, this is important too. I know you're going to be pissed at me, but I've got to say something. I work around this all the time. What I don't want is this kid to be 21 years old and have no social skills and not be able to blah, 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 if he could have been doing this, that, and the other this whole time. And maybe that makes me a terrible person, but I don't think so. But if there's something else you know, if there's a reason that I shouldn't do this. You should tell me that now.
I would also say this.
And he'll say, everyone hates you.
Now I'm sticking up for the mother.
Oh, the mother.
Only for a second, just to
well, she's
going to
hate your guts either way. But
that's true.
But the kid might get the help.
It is unusual to me, though, that it and I don't know enough about it, of course. But it is unusual to me that a teacher wouldn't have seen this yet, or
that's what I was 6 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah,
has to have come.
They
up.
May have,
and they just don't want to say anything.
No, these are people that don't want to know there's anything wrong with this. Is
right.
It doesn't. I was going to say it doesn't make you a bad mother, but that's not really true. The truth. No, but truthfully. Look, you have two small kids. You must see all the time people who you think are great in this way or another. On the one end of the spectrum is, I wouldn't do it that way, probably mm-hmm. myself. The other side of the spectrum is people who are willfully negligent
right.
because they are deficient or limited or whatever in some other way, or they have whatever baggage they're bringing into this. Parenting is just another relationship in
yeah.
your life.
I can't
so
imagine
they're doing that in the rest
like
of their life too.
Like that. I mean, we
no, you're very involved, and you.
We
want
assume
the
every
best.
Single, at least twice a day, that something is gravely wrong with both of our children, and that we should have it looked at.
But you must know parents who don't want to hear anything
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you know
yeah.
that Jordan was
perfect?
Just sort of different head of the class, just sort of like a different sort of thing.
You know what? For the most part, they come here how they are. And then you just sort of keep them on the path and you sort of give them a little nudge here and a little nudge there. It's about correcting them along the way, not changing them.
Right.
And teaching them manners, teaching them to look someone in the eye. If someone's interested in something, buy them a book to encourage that interest. Whatever. All you can do really is help them blossom.
Sure.
But if there's something wrong and they're struggling, I mean, that's really the sad part about this letter is this kid must be if this kid is struggling in some way, you want to help them along the way. If you're trying to fix something you don't like about your child, you're not helping anybody. And there are people that do that, send them to a million doctors and shrinks and everything else. And the answer is your kid just isn't who you wanted them to be.
Right.
They're just being them. But there are children are just people. Their children have very real health problems, mental health problems. And if that needs to be addressed, it needs to be addressed. But you are not this child's mother. You are not the world's mother. You are not an expert. You're not.
No.
You might have some specialized information, but you are not a doctor. And I don't know if the head of autism at USC or wherever would say anything to a parent at a party. I think it's a very personal struggle.
Yep.
But if you can't live with it anymore, you need to sit your husband down and say, this is killing me. And if it's going to ruin your relationship with the family, I have to know now. But if it's not, I'm inviting this woman to lunch. And if she never speaks to me again, I don't care anyway, because she's dumber than a doornail.
Hey, Ron and Brian. Hey, Ron and Brian. How are you guys? Hope you both had a chill holiday season. All's good for the most part on my end. Obviously, it's a busy time of year. The picture did very well, though I thought I gave an even better performance in the space movie. Space is so fucking cool, man. Anyway, as you would have probably read, I went through a bit of a rough patch a few years ago on the personal front. Things are smoother there. I've kicked the booze, unfortunate but necessary, and I'm working on things with the kids and their mom. If you read the tabloids, I'm reconnecting with old flames, but between you, me, and your listeners, those magazines aren't always too accurate. Hmm. My question, I guess, is kind of existential. I won the lottery with my life. Who would have thought this kid from Missouri would be here? I've worked with the greatest artists, have fulfilling friendships, still have my health, and yet... it's been hard to find that special someone. There have been people that I've thought were the one for many reasons, many of them my fault. But for many reasons, many of them my fault, we couldn't make it work. So here I am having more sunrises behind me than ahead, wondering what it all means. Should I focus on finding that special someone to grow old with, or just trust that my journey has led me to great places so far, so there should be more fascinating experiences down the road? And maybe because we enter and leave this world alone, I hate this person. This is Brian talking. And maybe because we enter and leave this world alone, it's those experiences that matter most. I don't know, man. The setup kicked in sooner than I expected. You guys rock. Love the show. BP in Beechwood Canyon.
What?
Okay.
What's going on?
This guy had a hit movie.
Okay.
Thought he did space. Better in a space movie.
Oh, right. That was a separate movie.
That came out this year. Also went through a... bit of a rough patch a few years ago where it seems like he was
drinking
and not seeing his children.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back out.
From Missouri,
trying to reconnect with an ex that magazines are covering.
No, it says people think he's reconnecting with old flames.
That's what he said. The magazines aren't always too accurate.
That's not always the truth.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Has a great life and is single.
But he's middle-aged. He's got more sunrises behind him than he has coming forward. So now what's it all about?
He's very poetic.
Is he supposed to be with someone, or is he supposed to just take life for the experiences that it presents to him?
Well, I don't know.
He also took an edible right before he sent us the letter.
That's right. And I've heard that his ex also was a big-time pothead.
Is that right?
I don't know if she still is, but I've heard that.
Which ex?
The one.
Which one was the one?
Are you kidding?
No.
The one that
this story
caught
may still write itself.
None other.
None other. None other than.
None other. Boston's getting to me. None other than Jennifer Louise Aniston.
Oh, that's the one?
Don't you think?
You think she's the one?
Who's the one?
Angelina was the one.
No, but they divorced.
But he divorced both of them.
Yeah.
But no.
What is the... let's put this aside for a moment. Brian, what is the one in your estimation? What does it mean?
The one who you cheat on.
Oh, that...
No, they just are supposed... I do buy into that.
You believe they were for real and that Angelina and...
Well, they're...
If we're to assume this is Brad Fisher.
I don't know. I mean, it's just
if
always...
If we're to assume.
And if we're to assume they're
and really,
Eddie Fisher
Brian,
and Liz
I've
Taylor.
I've talked to you about this off the air before. This is... People write in. They want their anonymity.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It's not for us to decide who writes these letters.
It does feel as though this particular person really tipped their hat quite a few times. I mean,
thank you, Ben.
It's his letter.
Okay. It's just that he's so specific.
We can extrapolate a little bit.
Sure.
But
someone
it's not
once,
for us to unmask. Okay. This isn't the Masked Singer.
Someone once told me.
Is it?
That a man...
Have you watched that show?
I refuse. I refuse to see those legends humiliate themselves.
Wayne Brady? Is that the legend?
Patti LaBelle.
About? She's on it?
She was. And then finally, she sung in her most signature voice so that she
Are
could get
serious?
The hell off it. Yeah. Gladys Knight?
For a minute, I can't understand where that concept was hatched, how people attach themselves. I can't...
It sounded like a joke.
I can't understand what piece of the psyche... I'm being completely honest here. What part of the psyche
do you know people that watch it
that itches for people?
It's a huge hit.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know. I don't know what
do either
soul.
Of you understand
no.
what it is?
No. Well,
like what it is that it.
I think it's
what
a guess.
It scratches.
I think
it's
a guessing game. It's a guessing game for stupid people.
But what about those costumes?
It's yeah.
Oh, it's the bumblebee. It's the
that to me seems very sort of cosplay Japanese sort of
Japanese.
Game show inspired. Yeah. That's what it seems like. It's, I wonder if it even started there. I don't know.
I was in a supermarket in Los Angeles once when I was there, just after Brad and Angelina had separated. And I was walking through the aisles. I wasn't wearing my glasses, which was very unusual for me, but I'd left them in the car picking up something.
You're really painting a picture.
Yeah. I feel like someone dies at the end of this story.
Coming down, coming down the aisle, and I saw in front of me the nicest pair of tan legs, which caught my eye, because Bob, my husband Bob,
had the most beautiful tan all year round.
Always very tan all year long.
Mm-hmm. Looked great in tennis
shorts.
How
he maintained it was only through vacation. He worked like a dog. He was an ENT. But we were in St. Pat's. We were, you know, he had the... He kept it going, you know, every 6 weeks. You have to go somewhere every 6 weeks if you want to keep a tan going.
Sure.
That's why he'd travel.
He also was very olive. So he
right.
can hold on
he
to
was
a tan.
Initially, his base was olive.
Yeah. Some people can hold on to a tan.
Yeah.
That's not
was Bob. Was Bob Sephardic?
No, absolutely not. Mm. In any event.
Legs in the supermarket.
I saw these legs in the supermarket. I said to myself, what's this guy doing here? Well, I was over in... the sort of Hollywood area, not Hollywood, but
yeah,
you know,
Hollywood and Western, Ralph's,
no,
Vons,
no, but in this on that on the eastern side of Los Angeles,
oh, like Silver Lake,
yeah,
Los
something
Feliz,
like
something
that.
Over there,
yeah, that's
okay.
all the same to me, but yeah,
yeah.
something mm-hmm. like that,
uh huh.
And I said to myself, what are these tan legs doing on this side of town? They should be, he looked like
those
he should be
Western
renting
legs.
Boats in Marina Del Rey.
Right.
He uh-huh. had long, sandy brown hair and a bushy beard.
Ugh.
And, but you could tell. I said to myself, I bet this guy was very handsome when he was about 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, even from with no glasses from 10 feet away, I could tell that. He was wearing a pair of cut-off sweat shorts that he probably had on for 2 weeks at a minimum.
So far, this could absolutely be Mickey Rourke.
They didn't say juicy on the bottom, and his shirt wasn't unbuttoned to the navel. He was also wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
Okay.
And he was in the toothbrush aisle. Which is already a very sad place to be at a grocery store.
You never want to run into someone there. No.
You don't want to need a toothbrush that bad that you have to get it at the...
I don't want to see any... I don't ever want to even be in the aisle with any of the other things in that aisle.
No
I don't
toiletries.
Medicine, toiletries,
no,
none
no.
of it.
I mean...
That's private.
It's a desperate aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cold.
Mm-hmm. There's never a good... You're never
you
thrilled to
diarrhea.
Be there. Yeah, you're not. You're
you
never planning for a party.
You need floss.
You should be humiliated to be on that aisle.
Because there's a popcorn kernel stuck in your... you're there because there's a problem.
Yeah.
Or because you don't care about money at all. So you're not going to go to Rite Aid or to my favorite place, CVS, and spend your extra bucks.
Mm, okay.
Brian,
this
what
is
happened?
A CVS
download
show.
The app.
Brian, what happened the other day at CVS?
The other day, I got 3 extra large bottles of Listerine, a big package of Epsom salt... There was another thing, and now I
you
can't
were
remember.
In the aisle. It sounds like you were in the aisle.
12 toilet papers
this was
at
CVS.
CVS.
Okay,
where you're
used,
allowed to shop.
I used the app Rana told me to download.
CVS extra
app.
Bucks.
Guess how much I paid for 3 extra large Listerines, a big Absolute 12 salt. Pack of toilet paper that were they were mega rolls.
Okay.
And
I've decided I don't like a mega roll, but I understand that.
Well,
yeah. It doesn't look good in the holster. But anyway, go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a ratio
okay.
issue.
Yeah. How much do you think? And a big bag of Epsom
Well, what if
salt?
It was the size of your house? Would you buy it because it was cheaper?
Well, I mean, you literally couldn't. No, I
what
wouldn't
if
buy
there
it
was
because
a
it wouldn't
roll
fit.
Into
I would have to buy another house. Or
the size
next
of the
door.
Bathroom. Would you buy that just because it was cheaper?
I don't. I feel like that would work
the whole
against
house
whatever
is using
it was I was looking for.
One roll.
Well,
we'd have to
how
convert
much do you
one
think
of the kids' rooms into the toilet paper room.
Price is right. How much
do you think I paid?
Well,
you need a
two-story
house.
I know you are. But you're never gonna get it.
So wait, so it's the Epsom, it's the Epsom salt,
large Epsom
paper.
Salt, 3
I understand
extra
all
large
massive.
Listerines.
Yeah, so huge. I'm gonna say in the early teens.
Lower.
Oh wow. Okay. So, and I didn't want to guess too low because then that would
I know I know
be
but give away it would, right
yeah,
I understand
sad.
But lower.
Okay, so I'm gonna say $8.
Lower.
Whoa. All right. Are we still talking about tan legs and the
No, we're talking
$4.
About 3 extra large Listerines, 1 extra large Epsom salts,
right.
And I forgot the other thing.
Toilet paper.
Massive toilet paper.
Double rolls.
And premium brand.
Premium brand, too.
Cottonelle, I told you to stop buying Charmin.
Cottonelle.
Uh-huh.
So $4.
Less.
What?
For all these things,
this
less.
This is preposterous.
$3.23.
How are they making money? How are they staying afloat?
I don't know.
CVS extra bucks. The manufacturer's coupons. So it's actually the manufacturer's problem. It's not CVS.
And if you, the only thing they need from you,
to the customer.
The only thing they need from you is your phone number. But by the way, your phone number can be
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Sure.
8, 9, 10.
So that's different than when they ask your phone number at the register?
No, it's the same, but if you download the app, the deals come a knockout. Yeah.
You do have to go on the app and just click add, like your Amex deals.
Got
you have to add the offer. Are you doing your offers on your Amex?
I'm doing some, but I forget.
I know, I do too. But it's
set
worth
a reminder.
The CVS one especially.
So there I was.
So there you are. Tan legs.
Tan legs. And I said to myself, you know,
he was good looking 20 years ago.
Well, sometimes you walk through I don't know if you do this, but I'll walk through the grocery store on occasion and think, would I or wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
If we got locked in here.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you have sex with?
You had to fuck to stay alive.
Right. If we got locked in here, forget that it's the perfect place to be locked in somewhere. There's food, there's water.
You got everything you need.
Everything.
For some reason.
But.
You know, it's funny, I don't do it at the bank. And it's much more likely you get locked in at the bank than at the grocery store.
Much more likely.
That's true.
Yeah.
If there was a nuclear winter.
Right.
And this becomes the shelter, and I'm locked in here with all these people.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
Who am I
going to
do?
That's the first thing you're thinking about.
You know what? I love going to the grocery store. You just sort of, it's like people watching and you just sort of play, will you or wouldn't you?
I do that on the plane as people are walking down the
100%.
Runway. 100%. Yeah.
When they're coming in, when they're loading in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes, if I'm bored, I'll be like, I wonder if I would.
They come in and then maybe they turn the backpack around to put it in. You say, no.
Yeah.
It was a yes, then it's
Are you talking
no.
about Ben?
I'm talking. No,
I zoned out.
No, I'm talking about the guy from the first letter.
Is the guy in your story? Have we gotten to the? Is he Brad Pitt?
I have no idea.
We
who
all
he
have
is.
Places. Okay.
I go to the but I see him struggling to buy a toothbrush, and I think that's sad. But I also think I bet he was pretty cute about 20 years ago. Anyway, I keep moving. But I've got one eye on him in case he ends up in an aisle with me. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the freezer section,
right?
Then I was checking out.
Of all the places.
I was checking out. Well, people stop. And you know, you have to get by them. They open the door. And in any event.
Sexually.
I was checking out. And then I saw him round. Again, keep in mind, I'm not wearing my glasses. So everything is like Malcolm Gladwell blink.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is whatever I'm taking in on an animal level and on an intellectual level. Just quick impressions. Because it's a little fuzzy. And I see him walk from that aisle finally after, I don't know if he ever got the toothbrush. I mean, I've never seen a person in more of a state. That depressive, I don't know if either of you have ever had a depressive episode, but when you're so depressed, you can't pick a toothbrush.
Right.
It's purple or blue is going to change the trajectory of your life, you think, as you stand there. Also,
it is. It's
also, as soon as you choose the toothbrush, you've got to find something else to do. That's the only thing he was going to do that day.
Oh, boy. This poor guy.
Except maybe buy a bottle of vodka. Or not. Turns out, or not, according to our letter. He rounded the aisle to the next aisle, and I immediately said to myself, that's Brad Pitt. I could tell from his walk. Even in his depressive state, he had that Ocean's 11 walk. And I love Brad Pitt. I'm a big fan of Brad Pitt as an actor. I don't know how you feel about him.
I think he's great.
I think what he does, actually it's better than this. I was going to say what he does so well. But he does it even better. In the Ocean's movies, my favorite, he's always eating through the whole Ocean's movie. But my favorite is the way he uses the napkin. His napkin work.
That is something that would turn you on.
I
believe that. How someone cleans themselves up after a meal is your aphrodisiac.
He's like an athlete. He has a certain physical prowess, confidence, magnetism. He moves beautifully. He could have all of those things and have an ugly head as well. But he would have to be incredibly confident.
Yeah.
And he would have to have known from a very young age that when he walks into a pasture, all the other cows take notice.
Mm-hmm.
He carries that with him, despite the setbacks that he's had in the last couple of years.
Is he a cow in that metaphor, or
he's
is he
a
person?
Bull, of course.
Okay. Ugh. I've never heard the... Oh, he's a bull.
I hate it when... Okay, can I say this? I think... Do you, Ronna, would you be sad in your life if...
We haven't answered his question.
But I'm about to get to it. Would you be sad in your life if you didn't have Mr. Cleveland? And also, obviously, of course, not Bob. Like, in other words, is that sort of a linchpin in your final stages?
So now I'm half dead?
the last when... few words, scratch them. I didn't mean it.
Here's what I think.
If they fell out of my mouth.
He's had two significant relationships in his life. He has 14 children or 16 children. Does anyone remember?
Well, a lot.
Yeah.
Six? Are the six of them?
I don't know how many say that he's their father.
He's got Shiloh, Maddox.
No way. You can't do this.
He's got Maddox, Shiloh, Zahara. No, sorry. Maddox, Zahara, if we're doing them in order. Shiloh.
We're not doing anything.
No, we're just sitting here.
Shiloh.
Uh-huh.
Vivian Knox, and then that extra one. What is his name?
Brad Pitt.
Pax.
Oh, Pax.
Pax.
Named after that movie with Kevin Spacey.
Right, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Or Peace hit. In Latin. Yeah.
Wasn't
that
a network, too? A Christian network?
It was.
The winner is actually Maddox, Zahara.
This is...
Shiloh.
Okay.
Pax.
Don't ask
then
us.
Then the twins.
We didn't ask for
this. So that's six. Anyway, he's got a half dozen children. You have a lot of significant relationships in your life that are important. That's the first thing that you need to figure out. Your children are the primary relationships in your life. It sounds to me from your letter that you're working on that. That's wonderful. You should settle into that a little bit and figure out, because those are lifelong relationships, and get that stuff sorted out. Seems like life is getting back on track. I don't think you should be lonely, but I think you should be very happy with what you have in this world. And if somebody floats in who fits your life and makes your life better, that's fabulous. I also am a big believer in it. Look, how old is he? He's 50-something, right?
Probably.
55, 56. He might not meet anybody for 4 more years. He might just be doing this and working on himself for 4 more years. Maybe he'll meet somebody when he's 60 who he's then with for 30 more years. He will have had 3 long-term or 10 years or whatever it is. But it really, at this point, you have everything in your life. It should be about the person, not just about being alone, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You have to learn to sit in your singularity. Look, this guy can, again, walk into a supermarket, struggle with a toothbrush. I almost chased him into the parking lot and said, can I help? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
He was in a much better place now. This was before he did the movie, et cetera. It was literally 1 month after the dust up on the private jet. And I felt so sad for him. He obviously was struggling. I almost walked in the parking lot and said, do you need me to pick out a toothbrush for you? Did you get the toothbrush? But then I decided that wasn't
it's probably for the better.
Best way to go. Settle in a little bit. And your life will only improve. And if someone fabulous slides in, that's wonderful. Have a wonderful relationship for as long as that lasts. But it's not about just filling a loneliness hole or looking into the abyss. Take it on a shorter, don't look so far into the distance.
That's nice.
I would say.
All right.
What do you two think as men?
Ben?
I don't know that I could do much better than that.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect,
yeah,
Ronna.
It was really nice. I was
but men without a partner are very sad.
Well,
people.
As Matthew McConaughey said in True Detective, I'll paraphrase. He did say something
time
like
"time is a flat circle."
He pretty much mm-hmm. he did just say mm-hmm. something about, or the character said something about how nothing good a man can't take care of himself.
True.
That was it. I don't know.
Yeah, true. No, it is true.
But I don't know. I feel like I have mostly taken care of
it. I also will say it's tough when you're famous. It is very tough when you're famous. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to say. But when you're very famous, your world gets smaller and smaller.
Sure.
And it's just you and the people that you trust and hopefully trust until they betray you.
But you're right. It seems like love. Just focus on the relationships that are built in and that you have.
Yes, but I can't fault him for wanting somebody on the inside of that circle with him, because every day, I mean, think about how isolated you are when you're really famous on that level. You can't walk from your he, in his case, he'll go to the grocery store, and that's wonderful. He obviously likes to maintain a degree of normalcy. Yeah, to the best of his ability.
But he can't walk into a room and not have everyone else in the room aware of where he is and what he's doing in that
room. If for nothing else, that he drives a car like a Jaguar. He looks like a panther when he drives a car. I mean, if a panther walked into the room, you'd turn around.
Right.
I mean, this guy who's banging a toothbrush almost fell over in the aisle. He was doing nothing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he
yeah.
was depressed.
Right.
And I couldn't help but notice him. And he's covered in hair and smell. Rana, I couldn't help but notice.
Rana, it honestly sounds
they
like...
They have very attractive homeless people in Los Angeles.
They do. I've been saying that actually a lot for real lately.
Yeah,
it sounds
do.
Like he needs you. Yeah. Ben, now we do a giveaway.
Oh.
To the listener we think...
deserves a walk-on role on Superstore.
Oh, we're just going to go ahead and offer that up, huh?
Your
we're
facility.
Giving away, like that
we're
come
giving
up before
away a walk-on pat
yes.
at Superstore today.
Brian got one of those once. I mean, I guess
that's right. That's right.
Out.
That's right.
Said one actor to another.
All right. You know, Ben.
Brian, you won a radio contest, I think.
I did.
It was a school auction.
Yeah. I dialed in to... No, it was a giveaway at the WNBA.
Right.
I went to a game and they gave it away.
They just shot it out of a...
Yeah.
Out of a cannon.
And then they didn't call me back forever and ever and ever. And finally, I think I DM'd you, didn't
I? Yes, you DM'd me and I pulled some strings.
Yeah. Anyway.
Brian, what's the giveaway this week?
I am thrilled to announce that once again, I have gotten my way on this show.
Oh, no.
We are giving away. Rana, I bought a few. We're giving away.
You've got stock in this company.
You know what? I'm not going to answer that question, but I will tell you. We are giving. Are you familiar with the brand Origins?
No.
Okay. It's only the best.
Okay.
And Ben, actually, if you have $75 to spare, this is only $45, but if you buy two, one for you and one for your wife, you don't have to buy them for me. You just go to Origins.com.
You'll have to tell me what Origins is other than
actually,
the
will.
Origins
it has an Amex deal.
Right,
don't I know it? So this is
how
what,
many? That's why
$75
we
for
how
1500
many did you
points.
Purchase? That's why we have an extra.
Well, let me put it this way: they're 45. That's 75, and yeah, I purchased four.
You've got a room.
Did you
right
really?
Yeah, of course.
Just so you. Well, here we go.
So
we should start paying more attention to our EMX points when we do the giveaways. I think
maybe.
That's a terrific idea. I knew it. It's basically a lavender neck pillow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that you heat
so
up.
It's just, okay.
So when you've been in a spa and had a spa experience, they put a buckwheat pillow on your eye.
Do you travel with... Oh, okay. I get it.
Rana is...
Do I travel with a travel pillow? Absolutely not. That was a question last week. Do you?
No, I don't.
So you microwave that?
Ben, give that a sniff.
Oh yeah, lavender. I'm in Provence right now.
Yeah,
just
there you go.
I can't believe we had it right here on hand, Brian.
Had it right here. I traveled with
Look,
one in my car.
Look, he's trying it.
Yeah.
So
you microwave it though.
Not
but yeah.
only
sure,
is this person
that.
Winning, they're winning one that was personally touched,
oh,
touched
it's gonna be this
by Ben.
This is
you know
that's
what?
The one.
We're gonna get Ben to sign it.
Okay,
that's what we're gonna do.
It's gonna be
so
an
if you would like,
right. if we'll
you
do an autographed Ben Feldman.
Sure,
that's right.
Superstore. He'll write in quotes.
Look out, the resale value on that is gonna be.
Listen. Okay, so the person we decide who gets that this week.
Okay.
Will it be the person who wanted luggage or had a question about luggage, the person who's going to their high school reunion, the person who has questions about massages, or the person who wants to interfere on someone who might possibly not be evaluating their son correctly?
Or oof. Brad Pitt, but we don't have his
We don't have
address.
His address.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
So it's...
He could use it. He'd love it.
Okay. What do you think, Ben? The
oh, gosh,
lady, the lady
and,
who,
and the criteria is whatever you want.
Yeah,
it to
it's
be.
Tough.
Whoever
anything.
You feel need, you
the,
feel
the
you
luggage
give
person
it to.
Bothered me the least. I think maybe
sure.
Uh-huh.
You're not the, worried about them.
The massage person probably needs it the most. You
okay.
know, or at least their letter was a little more along the lines of "It's this is somebody's looking for
yeah comfort
comfort
mm-hmm.
yeah."
Oof. Rana,
I think it's a tough one this week.
It is this week because sort of no one deserves it.
Yeah, no one's really earned it.
I really want to give it to Brad, but you know we can't.
I do think that maybe that it would help the high school girl relax before she went into this reunion. No,
I don't want to reward her
I
pathology.
Understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
I'm
yeah,
sorry
yeah, yeah.
to say that, but she needs. I agree that she needs to take a breath, but she really needs to think about truly not to go back to that answer, but. She really needs to think about what's really bothering her. She's 28. She's on the cusp of really being an adult. And these are childish. It's very, look, this person could bother you for the rest of
your
life.
Are there no winners this time?
Brian.
I mean, I'm putting it out there.
But look.
You have to give it to someone.
The luggage person didn't piss anybody off.
That's true.
And this could go in their new luggage.
You're right. You're right. All right. I'll go with that. Luggage
person. I'm voting for autism.
Autism. For the woman who wants to get involved.
The autistic woman who sent
what's
us
this gonna,
the letter
you think she
about
needs
the
this,
autistic child.
What's, she needs
remember
this
that woman?
Sort of
a, oh, because she could give it to the lady at lunch?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's an idea. But no, I think...
I don't want my signature. I feel weird.
I understand.
I actually think... I think she has a very big hat, and I think that she spends a lot of her time helping other people.
Oh.
But that's what her job is.
Okay.
And that's what she's having a hard time
and she deserves a
letting
hug.
Go of. Is that she gives too much of herself, probably. She puts herself too much in the job. She's worried too much about everyone in the world. I think part of it is she needs to take a little breath and worry a little bit more about what's going on at home instead of what's going on in everyone else's home. Who broke the box?
No, I didn't.
It's not broken.
Oh, no.
Of course it is.
This is just,
it's
that
ripped.
Was the,
it's just
that's
how.
How
put it back in.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's how it comes, ripped?
Yeah.
Is it ripped?
No.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Maybe I did
yes.
That.
Brian,
all right,
I
so
mean, every again, I told you he lives in a world full of cartoon birds.
So this week,
drag races
is
and
there
jumping up cliffs and filling
pedophile doctors
wine glasses with Clorox and Russian.
This week on Judge Judy, she asked someone if they knew who Rip Van Winkle was, and no one knew, and she goes, "I should be dead."
Oh boy.
Okay, so the Origins feel good hug this week. Are we going to say it's going
to
go?
It's up to
why
you.
Not?
To
and I will
travel
say,
travel or autism.
If it's autism, it's going to be an
travel,
unsigned feel good hug.
Well, travel will appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
We're
in your house.
That's
we're
true,
we're
Rana.
Having a, we're struggling with the
all right.
Way today.
We're giving an unsigned Origins feel good hug bedtime body wrap.
How about this? I'm going to sign it, Brad Pitt.
Great.
Unsigned.
Okay.
All right.
Going to. The woman who no longer has a family after the lunch that she has.
Correct.
Yeah.
But your cousin-in-law will now have an Origins feel good. No, keep it for yourself.
No, and
then,
also you may actually end up helping that child in the long
Superstore is in its fifth season.
Indeed.
Remarkable. Congratulations.
I had one more thought. I'm sorry. I know I keep going backwards today. The other problem with giving those people advice is that even if they get that child help, those are not parents who know how to be consistent and keep that help going.
Right.
So you're going to give them advice once, and then they're going to decide to not do the rest of the things that the doctor recommends. Just putting it out there. Superstore is in its fifth and a half season.
Fifth and a half
sure,
season.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
Fifth and a half. That makes sense.
And are you your Ben Feldman everywhere? Am I wrong?
I'm
socially.
Socially.
Socials.
Social media.
Sorry, social media.
Oh, no.
No.
I thought you just meant. Yeah, no. I introduced myself with my first and last name everywhere I go. You're Ben Feldman to anyone.
Socially,
everywhere.
No,
but,
I'm.
But privately, he's Benjamin.
Have an Instagram that is Ben M Feldman.
Great.
I made all my things when I never thought I would do them or care about them, and I
fair enough.
Not really.
And then, yeah.
But people find you, of course.
The tweets. Those are who's Ben Feldman.
Who's Ben Feldman?
Got it. All right. Well,
we can't thank you enough for coming all this way. We can't
you
thank your wife
me.
For letting you.
She's thrilled.
Let
about
us
it.
Know how it goes with the race car bed.
Are you flying back through on to Burbank or LAX?
Were you looking for a ride to the airport?
Yeah. All right, Ben. We'll see you on Superstore.
And Ben, we're very popular in Denmark, so if anybody wants to send
that's true.
I was going
a message to you, they can send it through us. And for our Danish friends, we're waiting. AskRana@gmail.com.
That's it.
Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.